As I said before, this week's recording artist is Amir Brandon. AmirBrandon.com. That's a website. Amir, A-M-I-R, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, AmirBrandon.com. You know, creating music has always been his passion, and to share this passion with the world at large. And these days, Brandon has released a body of original work, including a music video reflecting on his childhood and eventful upbringing, which I watched. I thought it was quite interesting. Some home movie stuff in there. I always like it when musos do that. His music has been positively received by blogs, magazines, and fans, and his mom. And continuously promoted through live performances and social media. Most recently, he is a winner for Best Original Song in a national songwriting competition hosted by Songwriting Association of Canada for his original song titled Millions. No, that's the count. I just got Mike Myers and the count mixed up. Millions. Brandon is known for his soulful, melismatic, that's a word I'd like to explore more often, vocals through both originals and cover videos posted on YouTube. He is certainly grabbing the attention of the public for his true-to-self songwriting as he steadily builds his repertoire of original music. We've got a video posted on our website of this dude doing his thing with some kind of four quadrant, I don't know what you call it. You know, your head is, it's like the Brady Bunch, start of the Brady Bunch. You know, they've got, I guess it wouldn't be four. Would that be six for the Brady Bunch? I don't know. Anyway. Hi, Amir.
Hi.
Nine with Alex.
Have you ever had a more awkward introduction in your life?
Oh, my God. It's not your fault. That's a totally outdated bio of mine.
I was hoping for some more stuff. So we're going to find out more about you now. Have you won any more awards? Because that's kind of a big award. Like, that's downhill from after that. Even the Grammys is below that one.
Oh, my God, that's true. But, like, awards, I don't know if, like, awards specifically, but at the Pan Am Games last summer.
You competed?
Oh, my God. Not even.
Oh, okay.
A song that I wrote was one of the theme songs specifically for the victory celebrations of the Pan Am Games. And that was a...
What was it called?
Pretty big deal. Champion.
I like it. That's a good one. Yeah. Does it go like this? We are the champion, my friend.
Oh, my God.
No?
No.
No, that's not it.
Copyright.
Where did you grow up?
I was born in Ottawa, and I lived there until I was 15. So I grew up there, and I moved here when I was 15, and I finished high school here, and I'm 22 now.
So, but you came to Toronto. How come?
Because my sister and her husband moved here because of his work, and my mom...
Just move that mic towards your face a little bit more. There we go. Yeah.
My mom is obsessed with babies, so as soon as my sister had a baby, she dragged me to Toronto.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm here, but I'm glad I'm here now.
Good, good. I've heard that you play a number of instruments. And by the way, I want to thank our mutual friend Alana for setting this up. She is a stupendous human being. Stupendous.
She's very sweet.
I just cannot say anything bad about her. And I can usually say bad stuff about most people.
Trust me.
But nothing bad about Alana. She said to me that you play multiple instruments. You play a variety of instruments. In front of you is a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Beside you is a ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you play?
I play the vocal cords.
What are those?
What are those? Well,
like you sing?
Yeah, we all have them.
Okay.
We all have that ability.
I thought it was like some new age instrument or something. Play the vocal cords. Are you known more for your playing, for your singing, or for your songwriting?
I think I'm known more for my singing, but hopefully once I release this second EP, I'd like to be known more for my songwriting as well, because that's my favorite part of being an artist, is the actual creation part.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I've been singing and posting covers on YouTube for a long time now, so...
And explain to me the quadrant video that I was talking about. So you sang, you looped stuff, and you did this four-part harmony thing or whatever, and you've got four heads in the screen,
mm-hmm.
right? How did that all come together? You were just thinking, this is going to be trippy, let's do it.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people have done those kinds of a cappella videos where it's just voice, and that was for Hello by Adele. And I thought I'd try it. I thought it would actually be a lot easier than it was. I did it on iMovie. Like, I recorded a bunch of different vocal parts. And
it's hard to sync them?
It's hard work. It takes a long time. And the video part was the hardest part, is putting all four of those pieces into one screen. But I'm really happy with it, and I'm glad that it got the response that it got.
Now, you've got a lot of videos up there, a lot of covers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get in trouble when you post covers? What are the legalities about covers, posting covers?
That's a really good question. It's really...
it's up to the artist. If they want to make a complaint, then they do, and then it gets taken down?
I think it's up to the label, but...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, because often they don't mind, but there was one cover that I had posted a few months ago, and it just automatically got taken down,
huh.
And, like, I tried getting in touch with the people in charge, and, like, it's really hard to get in touch with them. I think it's just like it's like a robot.
Yeah.
That it hears something that sounds similar to the song, and
right.
it just cuts it out, you know?
Well, speaking of songs, let's do your first one. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do an original song called Dancing in California.
I like it. Why did you write it? What's the premise? What's the backstory?
A couple years ago, I visited California with my mom for the first time. And I think for artists, or for me at least, LA feels kind of like the promised land.
Yeah, it's trippy.
As a musician. So it was really cool being there. And my mom and I agreed that once we both accomplish everything that we've ever wanted to accomplish, and we have everything that we want, we're going to move there, and we're just going to take a deep breath and bask in this moment. And this song is kind of a celebration of that.
Beautiful. Well, live on the Drew Marshall Show for the first time, the one and only Amir Brandon.
To me, darling, don't.
Stuff. Amir, Brandon, on the Drew Marshall Show. Buddy.
Thank you.
So here's the thing. You know when I was talking about what's her name that suggested you? You know, what's her name?
Yes.
She has never sent me anybody that sucks.
Okay. I believe that.
And the tradition continues. You just have a beautiful, beautiful sound. And by the way, so I lived in California for 4 years, mm-hmm. and I'm down there every year for whatever reason. And You know, you kind of picked up the beachy sunset romantic,
didn't it?
Like,
didn't I?
Soaked it in vibe.
Yeah.
Totally picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where, like, how do you do that?
I don't know. Like, just being there for the first time, like, I soaked everything in. And then when I went home, I was just trying to write something. When I'm writing music, I never have the intention of, like, writing a specific kind of song. I was just sitting at the piano and I started playing something. I'm like, oh my God, this sounds like California.
Yeah.
And I just started adding lyrics from there. Yeah. I don't know. It's spontaneous.
Yeah. Yeah. That was uncanny the way you pulled that off. Well done.
Thanks.
Where have you been in the world? Where have you traveled to? California.
California. I haven't traveled too much around the world. I've been in different parts of Canada and the States.
Yep. That counts.
I've been to Iran because I have a Persian background. That was like over 10 years ago now, I think.
Right. Now, Speaking of Iran, that happens to be the Mecca of a certain faith tradition that we've talked about on our show before,
mm-hmm.
Baha'i.
Yes.
And I happen to know that you got some Baha'i going on in your life.
That's right.
You grew up Baha'i. I love saying Baha'i. It's like salsa.
It's a pretty word, right?
Baha'i. Could I have this salsa Baha'i? How do you explain to people? Like, because it's not the simplest of faiths to explain, mm-hmm. or is it? Do you think it's really simple, or do you think it's like, it's a little complicated?
I don't know if any faith is simple, but
good call.
For the Baha'i faith, from what I understand, it's a world religion, and some of the most significant Baha'i views are unity and diversity, equality between men and women. Really, Baha'i just screams unity.
So how would someone know that you're Baha'i? Because you don't judge people? Because that's supposed to be the Christian. They're supposed to have that one down.
Yeah, no, I feel like this is the thing. Every faith supports the same kind of qualities, but in the Baha'i faith, it's believed that every religion came at a certain time to speak to the people of that time. You know what I mean? But I think that every religion has the same kind of views, and what Baha'is believe is that anybody who exhibits, you know, kindness and an open heart is showing Baha'i qualities already.
Would your mom be listening right now?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is she Baha'i?
Yes, she is.
Is she more Baha'i than you are?
Hmm.
In other words, would she be saying to in her prayers, would she be saying, please let my son be more Baha'i? I don't know if your mom talks like that, but yeah.
I don't think so. We all are, I don't know if there's like a Baha'i meter, but like a Baha'i meter. Yeah,
I
carry my Baha'i meter with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, yeah.
But she is very devoted, and she's an amazing person, and she's a huge inspiration to me.
Huh. Well, that's obvious as far as I'm concerned. I mean, just the fact that you included her in one of your music videos, you know, the home movies.
I'm a huge mama's boy. I won't lie to you. Like, a lot of my songs are inspired by her because she's such a hard worker, and she's done so much for me and my siblings.
Hmm. How many siblings do you have?
I have two siblings.
Why did you say that like a question? I have two siblings?
Because I was about to get to the interesting part.
Oh, okay.
I'm the youngest one. I am 13 years and 11 years younger than my two siblings. So I don't know. You can consider me as the accident. But yeah, I love my family.
Good. Is there someone in your family you don't love?
No, I don't think so.
Because that's a good reason to write a song. About crazy Uncle Louie.
I love everybody. I love even the people that hate me.
Wow.
I show everybody love.
Yeah.
It's a very Baha'i thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could teach the Christians a few things. Okay, let's do another song.
Okay.
What song are we going to do?
So now, I am going to do a song on the ukulele, and this is the song that you had just played, Worth the Heartbreak.
Okay.
I have never played this on ukulele before, and I wanted to try it, give it a little acoustic vibe, see how it goes.
Joining us for live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is Amir Brandon, and his website is A-M-I-R, Amir Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, AmirBrandon.com. And we've had a few ukulele players over the years join us here in studio. And one of the things we love about ukulele players is that it brings the purity back, don't you think?
It has a really sweet sound, and I like that it exhibits my voice a lot more as well. I dig it.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, live. Wait, what's the song called?
Worth the Heartbreak.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show. Amir Brandon.
Rushing through the 405, rolled my want me. You lit a fire that's forever and always. Oh, baby, you're trouble. This can't be healthy. Cause you're every lover loves with promise of heartbreak. I can't deny your love is worth the heartache. I can't deny your love is worth the heartache. And I can't deny your love is worth the heartache. I can't deny your love is worth the heartbreak.
He does it again. Amir Brandon, well done, dude. Well done.
Thank you.
I gotta ask you this, because some musicians, I think, actually don't let the love in. That sounds a little deeper than what I meant. What I'm trying to say is, when people applaud you, when people say they like you, and you know that sort of thing,
is it
hard for you to actually believe it?
Like when people compliment me?
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm so appreciative of all the compliments I get, but I really do like to stay grounded. The one thing that I really want to do as an artist, well, not the one thing, but is to avoid myself from getting a big head, because I always know that I can get better. Like, next year I hope that I can play even better and I can sing even better.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, I often wonder about that. Maybe it's just my own baggage. I'm not great at letting compliments in, you know.
Oh.
When it comes from someone that's in the inner circle, mm-hmm. then I kind of let it in. But when it's a stranger and I just go,
yeah, no, I'll be honest, I love attention. I love compliments, and that's like, it feels so rewarding when I get those after I play, because it means I'm doing something right. Yeah.
Website is amirbrandon.com, amirbrandon.com. You can go there to... by the way, do you have any... Like, do you gig regularly? Do you do much in the gig thing?
Yeah, actually, in Toronto, February 23rd, I'm playing at, I think it's a fairly new place called 120 Diner. I'm not sure about the exact location, but if you just look up 120 Diner,
okay.
then you'll find it.
Nice. That's
February 23rd.
What's your favorite cover? Your absolute all-time favorite. Not favorite right now. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But your all-time favorite cover you love doing. Let me even ask you this. What was the first cover you remember doing?
The first cover that I remember doing, or that I've ever done ever? Because I've done covers when I was like 2, if that counts.
I want to know that one.
Okay. That would probably be... 2 songs, You Are Not Alone and Scream by Michael Jackson, ever since I was
a little kid.
At 2? And that's when, because that was in 95, that's when the album came out. And, like, my siblings were also huge fans of MJ, and I was surrounded by that kind of music. And
right.
I don't know, I just loved it. Like, I have
so, well, I don't know the song. How does it go?
The You Are Not Alone one is, another day is gone, I'm still all alone, how could this be, you're not here with me. You must know that, right?
I do now.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other one?
And the other one, oh, this one's like, this one's a banger. it's the one that goes, stop pressuring me, just stop pressuring me, make me wanna scream. You probably know that, it's with his sister Janet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one in the spaceship?
Yes, that is
yeah, baby.
The most expensive music video of all time. I don't remember how much. I think like $7 million or something
wow.
that it costed.
Really?
Yeah.
He could probably, well, not anymore, but he could have used that a little bit more of that money. He could have kept his house going there a little bit, kept the animals in the park, and could have kept Macaulay Culkin around a little longer.
And Bubbles the monkey.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, now what about these days? Who do you love covering these days? I mean, everybody's doing Adele.
These days, yeah, everybody's doing Adele, but I love Adele, and everybody loves Adele because she's so amazing. But when it comes to the older stuff, my favorite song of all time to cover is Wicked Game by Chris Isaak.
Huh. Can you do a little bit of it?
Yeah, I can.
Wait, was that one of the ones you had planned to do anyway today?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's the segue. There it is, folks.
Perfect.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Amir Brandon.
Save me, but you. It's I will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you. With you. What a wicked game to play, to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you've never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you.
Man, how do you combine eerie and beautiful at the same time? I know how you do it. Amir Brandon.
Oh, that's why I love that song, man. It's so haunting. I love haunting music like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like, what's the girl's name whose grandfather just died? Oh, Celine.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Yeah. Again, one of those artists ever since childhood that was playing around the house. My mom loves Celine.
Yeah.
And every time that we would go on a road trip, back when we lived in Ottawa, we'd go to Montreal because we had family there. We would a bunch of her songs. My mom's favorite song is I Drove All Night. You know, I drove all night to get to you. It's a great song. I mean, that's a cover of hers because Cyndi Lauper wrote it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm actually very inspired by Celine just because I grew up listening to her.
So let's talk about just inspiration, because that, to me that's important, because look, one of the reasons I have this segment each week is because in my life, music has pierced my soul more than preachers.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Music has spoken to me a lot more. Music has pulled me out of the funk. Music has you know, I don't know, sustained me in a whole lot of ways over many, many years. So I'm always interested in where the inspiration comes from. And I know it's different at different times, different moments, et cetera. I get it. Some people, the inspiration comes from Johnny Walker. The other some people, it's from Little White Powder. But I want to know with you, you know, when are you your most inspired?
I am most inspired. When am I most inspired? I'm most inspired when I have my adrenaline going. And I have my adrenaline going when I'm listening to a really good song. Like when I'm listening to my favorite song, it just pumps me up and it makes me want to write something. Mm. Listening to other artists, watching the Grammys pumps me up. The reason for that is because I keep thinking like, one day I'm going to be sitting there. You know what I mean? And it just like, it motivates you to write something.
Yeah. It's funny, you're a keyboardist.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought one day I'll be sitting there would have meant that you're going to be at the Grammys. That'd be like you're sitting in the crowd. But as a keyboardist, you will be sitting there playing
gosh.
The keys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It was just a weird thing that tweaked my... What about keyboardists that you dig?
Keyboardists? I'll be honest with you. I'm not like the most pro piano player in the world. But like, if keyboardists, vocalists that are keyboardists inspire me a lot. John Legend.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is one of my biggest inspirations, not just because of her musicianship, but because of just her. She's so real, and she...
Was it the meat suit? Was that what got you?
Totally. No, but like she doesn't care, you know, and she does what she wants. She's herself, you know, and I really appreciate her.
Some would say, and I want to push back on this. Yeah. Some would say that she cares too much. It's not that she doesn't care, that she cares too much. That's why she tries so hard. And others say, no, it's that she doesn't care at all. That's why she does what she does.
Yeah, I think she's just doing her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is her. Like this is the kind of artist that she is. And she's so forward, and like I said, she doesn't care what anybody thinks. She just does what she wants, and she's awesome. Yeah.
Mm. When it comes to believing in the other, okay, that's what this show is about, right? It's about what's on the other side. It's about, you know, what is spirit? What is soul? Is there a God? Is there a creator? Different people's belief systems. What do you think? You know, what do you think? Let me just ask you the question that the boys and I talk about at the pub every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Moment you take your last breath here on Earth, what do you think is going to happen?
This is something that I have been thinking about a lot for the last couple years, I think, because I really don't know.
Well, no one really knows, but what do you think? What do you hope?
That's so scary about it, but what do I hope? I hope the one thing that I really hope when I leave this plane is that I will be with the people I love in some form.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest fear, is that like I said, I'm such a mama's boy. I'm so close to my family. Like, I can't ever imagine leaving them. So I hope that I'll be with them in some way. Like, I don't know what it's going to be like, because we don't understand what the next world will be like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I think this is from the Baha'i faith, that it is said that trying to imagine what the next world is like a baby trying to imagine what Earth is like when they're in the mother's womb. You know what I mean? Like, they're so cozy in the mother's womb, and they can't imagine going anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Until you do, and you realize, wow, like, I had no idea that this is what it is.
When I think about the Baha'i faith, there are two musical artists that I admire greatly,
mm-hmm.
Who have really kind of gotten into it over the years. One is Roger Hodgson from Supertramp, and I'm not sure whether he would label himself Baha'i, but I know it's been a big impact on his life.
Okay.
The other one is Seals and Crofts.
Yep.
Yeah, but I can't remember which one. I think it's Crofts. Is it Dan Crofts? Anyway, have you ever heard of Seals and Crofts?
It's
a hippie vocal group from the 60s and 70s. Okay. Well, 70s. Summer Breeze was their big song. I'm not going to sing it for you. And when I think about the Baha'i stuff, and the more I've looked into it and tried to understand what they're all about, there's one thing that kind of stands out for me, and that is, and I brought this up with, who's the guy from The Office I interviewed who's Baha'i?
Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson. I said, you know, if you guys, the Baha'i people, you're known for being all love and lovey-dovey, right? All kumbaya and lovey-dovey.
Uh-huh.
But still not really signing off on the gay stuff, right? And that's what that's the only kind of thing in the news, not the news, but in the, you know, reports and as I read things and research stuff, I think, oh man, I wonder if they will kind of grow in their religion, much like Christianity has slowly kind of grown in their faith, you know, lightening up kind of thing. And sorry, I'm going to rant here. This is supposed to be your interview, and I'm ranting. But I'm also worried about the fact that just because culture changes, does that mean that a religion should automatically change? There's something to be said for the original teachings staying true.
Yeah.
Because if they don't stay true, then their validity can be questioned, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And just because a culture comes in on original teachings of a various faith tradition, I don't know, you know, it's got to be...
Yep.
Do you have any thoughts on that, or am I just rambling?
No, you're right, and that's something that I've been thinking about, and that's something that I've been thinking about and debating as well. because I really don't know. Something in the Baha'i faith is that it's believed that we all have the ability to investigate truth independently. It's called independent investigation of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Where we interpret the writings and we read them and we try and understand them for ourselves. And that's still something that I'm doing myself.
Well, I think you're an interesting person. I think that you've got depth beyond your 22 years. And I think your mom's done a good job. That's
sure
what I think.
I appreciate that.
Can we do another song?
Let's do it.
What do we got?
This song is called Rockets. And
is it about the little candies?
That's no. So funny because that's what I was thinking too originally. No, it's about rocket ships.
Oh.
And it's an analogy about outer space. This song is about having a dream and accepting the fact that the journey can be tough. It can be scary. It can be discouraging sometimes. But because you're doing what you love, you can't look back. And it's the whole analogy about outer space because it's like this whole big world and like you're reaching for something up there. You're not sure where you're going. And yeah, it's called Rockets.
Beautiful. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Amir Brandon.
Rockets up and off to space. Can't believe I'm on my way. If you dare to dream, come with me and reach for your escape. Far beyond my frame of mind, high above the Carmen line. Home is calling for me, here I go. When the streets are calm at night, I take a step outside and draw a constellation of a place that will be mine. Imagine life beyond these bounds. I dream of looking down, saying, look how far I made it. I'll make it there somehow. Rockets up and off to space. Can't believe I'm on my way. If you dare to dream, come with me and reach for your escape. Far beyond my frame of mind, high above the Carmen line. Home is calling for me. Here I go. And I'm never turning back. All I see is stars, gold and black. I'm lost, scared and breathless, with my future in my hands. I've been searching for a savior, a world that I can claim. To say, look how far I made it. Get there someday. Rockets up and off to space. Can't believe I'm on my way. If you dare to dream, come with me and reach for your escape. Far beyond my frame of mind, high above the Carmen line. Home is calling for me. Here I go. Rockets up and off to space. Can't believe I'm on my way. If you dare to dream, come with me and reach for your escape. Far beyond my frame of mind, high above the Carmen line. Home is calling for me. Here I go. Rockets fly away.
You are so good, man. Amir Brandon, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Soothing. Do you get tired of... Do you ever just want to... It's like I keep thinking about an old crooner named Pat Boone who always sang these, you know, slick white guy songs.
Okay.
And then one day at band camp, he busted out and he covered all these metal songs. This old dude with a leather vest on beside standing beside Alice Cooper, their buddies. And it was like he wanted to just bust out of his crooner shell, you know?
Yep.
Do you ever just want to, I don't know, get out there and slam dance?
Yeah, you know what? I do a little bit. You have to hear this EP that I'm working on right now because it has a lot of different stuff on it. And when I'm on the piano, I really like just playing those kind of soothing tunes. On my ukulele, I like playing some like more rhythmic stuff. But yeah, I'm working on some more up-tempo things as well. And I have a very good friend who plays live with me a lot. And he's also in a metal band, and I listen to his stuff. And his stuff is really great. But yeah, who knows? Who knows what can happen? Maybe in 10 years, I'm going to like shave my head and
that's a good look, man.
Get a bunch of tattoos.
Hey, that's a good look. Well, it has been our privilege to have you here. It's been a real treat. I appreciate you trekking that big keyboard all the way into the studio
here. My pleasure.
February 23rd, 120 Diner is where you want to go to check him out. The website is amirbrandon.com. That's his name. That's his site. And you've just heard how he does his thing, you know? I want to play the audio of this, the audio of this video, this Adele a cappella cover, because I love it.
Awesome.
So type in his name in YouTube, and he's got some fantastic videos on here, folks. Amir Brandon, go to YouTube and maybe check out this video when you get a chance. We'll be right back after this break. We've got lots more coming up, including Gandhi's grandson a little bit later in the show.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I'd forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never can